Hurricane Douglas has underscored just how vital our shipping and ports are. Harbors across the state were locked down as the storm approached, and while they reopened without fanfare, any damage could have caused interruption and delay for incoming goods. An important consideration for our shipping industry is the Merchant Marine Act of 1920, also known as the Jones Act. Established after World War I to ensure security in transatlantic shipping, this regulation requires that goods shipped between U.S. ports be transported on ships that are built, owned, and operated by American companies and crew. While critics say the 100-year-old law is one reason for Hawaii's high cost of living, a recent study published by the American Maritime Partnership found that consumer goods in Honolulu were only 0.5% higher compared to Los Angeles. The study was produced by economist Paul Brubaker of TZ Economics in Honolulu and Reeve & Associates, a management and economic consulting firm based in Massachusetts. The conversation's Jason Ubai spoke with John Reeve, principal of Reeve & Associates, about the study.
We understand that the cost of living in Hawaii is very high by any parameters that you want to measure it by, and it's consistently at the top or very near the top of all the states of the U.S. in terms of cost of living. So it's a sensitive subject, obviously. Now, the Jones Act has been a popular source of criticism because it does require U.S. ships, U.S. Crews, and U.S.-owned ships to operate to the non-contiguous territories and states of the U.S. So we delved into, and we actually did a pretty comprehensive search for 200 different commodities, what the prices were in Hawaii, what the prices were in Los Angeles, which is obviously one of the major ports where Jones Act ships travel to and from the Hawaii and the mainland, and found that there was not a significant difference, actually almost a negligible difference. We looked at five different sectors, clothing, groceries, building materials, automobiles, durable household goods. And if we averaged all of those differences up, we came up with a 0.5% differential, i.e. the costs in Hawaii were 0.5% higher than they were in California. Now, clearly we recognize that the cost of shipping from the mainland to Hawaii is there. You know, it's not disappeared. So why are the goods in Hawaii not that much greater than they are on the mainland? And I think the fact of the matter is that some of the major retailers, and we looked at the major retailers such as Costco, Walmart, Home Depot, Target, and then the car dealerships, and I think it's their policy to have generally uniform prices across the board. In some cases, in a minority of cases, goods cost a bit more in Hawaii. In some cases, they actually cost less. Generally, that was our primary finding. The other thing is that the Jones Act ensures that Hawaii has access to a dedicated, customized maritime transportation service, that the carriers in that trade have ships that have both containerized and roll-on, roll-off capabilities, and then there are other barge operators who can carry out-of-gauge cargoes. And they provide those services on a very regular, high-frequency, and fast transit time. They operate directly between Hawaii and the mainland. They don't go traipsing around the Pacific or off to Asia or whatever looking for other cargoes. And then the last issue that I would point to is that the Jones Act remains key to our national security. Over half of the sailors that equipped or manned the vessels that were used in the second Desert Operation, Iraqi Freedom Operation, over half the sailors that were used to man the U.S. government's fleet of roll-on, roll-off, fast sea-lift ships, et cetera, that were moving cargo and goods to the Middle East for that, half those sailors came from Jones Act operations. Without that base, we, the taxpayer, would be having to increase substantially the amount of reserve training or whatever, or full service active duty for those sailors. So I would just point to those as, you know, those are the key findings from the report.
The uniform prices What about for smaller businesses? I know you compared Costco, and in your findings or in research with this, with the Jones Act, do you see that prices are affect small businesses and other businesses that may not have operations on here in California?
Well, the reason we do this we did this research with the Walmarts and the Targets, et cetera, because they do have online capabilities, and they have, you know, I mean, so we're comparing apples and apples. I mean, I could go to a deli on the Upper West Side of New York and order a bagel, and I guarantee that bagel will be more expensive than one from Staten Island. And so that's why I'm really, so we want to compare apples and apples. Now, the residents of Hawaii have access to the big box stores, and I understand that not everybody shops at a big box store. But to really get a fair comparison of prices, we really need apples and apples. So, you know, to go traipsing around trying to compare one deli versus another deli is a good way to get apples and oranges comparisons, but it's not particularly fair to anybody, frankly. So, I mean, that's why we did this, and that's also why we used the Kelley Blue Book for automobile prices.
Having the Jones Act means that there's a dedicated fleet between Hawaii and the West Coast and other U.S. ports. I believe there was something about increased capacity. I know Mattson has a few boats. Can you talk about that, how some security with the Jones Act going into the future?
Well, yes, these guys, Mattson and Pesha basically have spent what I think it's about $2 billion in new assets and terminal improvements in Hawaii. That's a major investment for the future. These are 30-year assets. These are some of the most fuel-efficient and environmentally friendly ships out there. They're powered by LNG, which very few foreign flagships are at this point, if any. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty significant investment in Hawaii and the Jones Act, by at least those two carriers.
I know there's been movement to waive the Jones Act for Hawaii and also Puerto Rico. How would that affect the shipping costs here?
Well, that's a good question. And it's also a question of not just cost, it's also service. But let's deal with the cost. As you'll see in our study, about a third of the total cost of ocean transport is affected by the Jones Act. And that's the capital cost of the ship and the crew. The other costs, such as stevedoring, inland transportation, sales administration, equipment like containers and roll-on, roll-off equipment, that's going to be the same for a foreign flag operator as it would be for a U.S. operator. So we're talking about a differential of 35% in total, I think, in more exact terms. That's our estimate, frankly. And those are with those brand-new ships that are coming out, too. So, you know, these are expensive vessels. We don't pretend that it costs less to build a ship in U.S. shipyards than it does over in Asia. That's not the case. And U.S. seafarers, like U.S. truck drivers and U.S. airline pilots, et cetera, they tend to earn a higher wage level than their foreign compatriots, particularly from Asian countries. But on the other hand, you have efficiencies that you have dedicated terminals in Hawaii and the mainland that the Mattson operates. You can argue that their inland operations are at least as efficient or perhaps more efficient than some of the foreign operators. And the fact is, on the service side, the ships go directly between U.S. ports and Hawaii, mainland U.S. ports and Hawaii ports. We don't know what a foreign flag operator would do. And then so a foreign flag operator introduces vessels and crews into this mix, and now they have to comply with U.S. regulations that affect manning levels, safety levels, and the U.S. Maritime Administration has estimated that the extra costs they would incur would essentially wipe out whatever advantage they have within that 35% or so that they can compete, with the U.S. flag costs. So, the cost impact might be negligible, if any. And I'll just go back to the fact that the goods don't cost that much more in Hawaii anyway. So you really haven't gained much, if anything. And you've thrown away a key strategic asset and dedicated service and high service levels, in the process. Now, and remember that there are two ways that a foreign flag carrier could, or carriers, if you like, they could operate, divert ships from operations, say, across the Pacific from Asia to the West Coast. But none do that today. The key market for them is getting to the mainland, so they're not stopping by in Hawaii, a much smaller market on the way, which would undercut their competitiveness in time and also in cost, because they're adding days to that leg. And then coming back, now they've incurred these costs that the U.S. government would require for them to be operating in domestic trade, and now they're undercutting their competitiveness in the foreign market. I think any impact on costs would be negligible.
That's rarely discussed, that, you know, I think people say there's going to be an advantage for consumers and businesses here, but, you know, we also have to think about, will, you know, foreign flag ships actually make a profit from doing business with us? And you know, is it worth the extra cost that they'll have to bear?
Yeah, and Matson is a public company. You can take a look at their financials and so on. And I would note that, by the way, the freight rates that were provided to us on a confidential basis from the carriers, they haven't gone up in a decade. And I'm talking about in nominal dollars, not in real dollars. So, I mean, that's and that indicates, number one, the highly competitive nature of this market. And there are two major carriers and then the smaller barge operator. But that suggests very much that this is a very competitive market. And frankly, it's been to the advantage of the Hawaii consumer.
That was John Reeve of Reeve & Associates discussing the positive impact of the Jones Act. You can find a link to the study at hawaiipublicradio.org. Grassroots Institute of Hawaii, which supports Jones Act reform, will release its own study on maritime shipping regulation tomorrow during a live webinar with Representative Ed Case and Senator Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah.